The Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has taken a swipe at EU over its decision to blacklist it. A statement by the movement's military wing describes the measure as hostile and unjust. It adds that the decision is based on no proof and has no justification. The Lebanese government has also voiced its concern. Lebanese President Michel Suleiman has said he hopes the EU would reconsider its decision. This is both Israel and the U.S. have put their weight behind the measure. Let's get the thoughts of Eugene Dabos. He's a professor at Notre Dame University, joining us from Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Eugene Dabos, when we want to look at the bigger picture here, ever since the liberation of Al-Qusair with the help of Hezbollah fighters, would you say that that in a major way contributed to the EU blacklisting Hezbollah because they are seeing that the war on the ground is not being won by the U.S., its allies, and some regional countries?
I think this is the primary reason for this decision, and has very little to do with the terrorism accusation, which is longstanding. If they can prove the claims with respect to Bulgaria and Argentina, why didn't they ban Hezbollah a long time ago? The evidence is not improved in any way. Obviously, it's the situation in Syria and the fact that Hezbollah is aiding the government in pushing back the rebels. This is a military operation. It's in no way a terrorist operation. So they're very hypocritical, and actually I think this is very detrimental to the concept of rule of law and transparency in the European Union.
And if you want to look at the reaction by Hezbollah, they said this is no more than ink on paper. What would be actions to be taken ever since them putting Hezbollah's military wing on a terror list? I mean, are they going to go after Hezbollah officials? Or what game plan do they have by doing this officially now?
Well, as opposed to the situation in South Africa, the Basques in Spain and France, or Northern Ireland with the IRA, there is no clear distinction between the two branches of Hezbollah. So how are they going to permit the civilian wing? If the civilian wing continues to operate in the EU, are they going to tolerate it? And this is very important next year when we have the parliamentary elections. Hezbollah cannot campaign for a parliament in the US because they're considered to be a terrorist organization. So the Lebanese diaspora living in the EU are now going to be blocked. They're going to be banned from participating equally in the electoral process, which is also a strike against not only free elections in the Middle East, but also against the whole concept of multiculturalism.
Exactly, indeed. Thank you very much for that. Eugene Dabos, professor at Notre Dame University there from Beirut. Thank you.